talking about the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Aflam Adalad on the base, the statement of Rabbah that Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanai Malchiyah Zichonot V'Shofas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says to Klal Yisrael in Rosh Hashanah, say before me Malchiyah Zichonot V'Shofas. Malchiyos kedei shetamlichuni aleichem, zichronos kedei sheyavu zichronechem lefanei letova ubameh bashofer. Malchiyos, that you'll be mamlich me, you'll declare my kingship, zichronos, so that your zikaron will come before me letova ubameh bashofer. And how does that happen? Through the shofer. It seems as though mentioning zichronos on Rosh Hashanah should help us be zocha b'din. But one might imagine that perhaps it should accomplish the exact opposite. That if we remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol of everything we've done throughout the year, of all of our past misdeeds, then maybe that should demonstrate that we don't deserve such a lenient judgment. What does it mean that by mentioning Zachronos, by mentioning the past, that will help us be Zoche B'din? We know that in davening and in Tefillah, Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. It seems difficult, after all, Rosh Hashanah is a day of mishpat, it's a day of din, it's the Yom HaDin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat doesn't need zikaron, it doesn't need fact-finding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything, he knows everything that happened. So zikaron in the context of Hashem's mishpat seems out of place. Why call Rosh Hashanah Yom HaZikaron if Hashem's mishpat doesn't require zikaron? Reb Chaim Friedlander explains in his Sefer Sifsei Chaim that Zechira by HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean to remember. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to remember. The term Zechira is used whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts on his knowledge, when he decides to activate a certain midah in a given context. Take, for example, when the Torah uses a lashon of Zechira by Noach. Pasuk says, Vayizkor Elokim es Noach v'yizkor achaya asher ito bateva. Right, the first pasuk of Zechronos. What does it mean, Vayizkor Elokim? Rashi there explains that Elohim we know is the Midas Hadin, but the Midas Hadin is transformed into Rachman through the Tefillah of Tzadikim. What the Pasuk is saying is not that Hashem remembered Noach and everything in the Teva, but rather he decided to change his Midah, to use his Midah of Rachman and not his Midah of Din. He decided to stop the Mabul because of the Tefillah of Noach. Not that he remembered Noach, he never forgot Noach and everyone in the Teva. But he decided to act on that knowledge. That's what Vayizkor means. Similarly, the pasuk in Parashat Shmos says, Vayishmael Elokim es Nakasam, Vayizkor Elokim es Brisam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the cries of Bnei Yisrael, and he remembered the bris. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgot the bris with the others before Klal Yisrael cried out? Obviously not. It means that as a result of the cries of Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to act on the bris, to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And that's how Rashi explains the next pasuk: Vayar Elokim es Bnei Yisrael, Vayeda Elokim, Nosan Aleim Lev, V'lo Helim Einav. He felt for them. He felt for them. He didn't ignore them. It's not that he remembered the predicament of Bnei Yisrael because of their cries, but rather he decided that it was time to do something about it. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zikaron doesn't mean to remember. It means to act on knowledge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zikaron means that he acts on his memory. A lack of Zikaron by him means a hester upon him when he ignores us, when he doesn't act based on his memory. How great is Hashem's Zikaron for us? Well, that depends on us. Depends on how great our Zikaron for him is. The Rambam in the Mara Nevuchim explains that that's the meaning of the pasuk that we say on Shabbos morning. Cheshek implies a strong kesher, even more than ahava, more than love. Yidia means a chibur, a very strong connection, as in v'ha'odam yoda eschava ishto. Yidia, a connection, a kesher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, kivichashak va'afalteu. If someone has a cheshek for me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone has a deep connection, a strong connection to me, afalteu, I'll save him. Asagvehu, I'll raise him up, ki yoda shmi, because he has a yediyah with my name, he's connected to me very strongly. The more a person connects himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts on his behalf. Rosh Hashanah is called the Yom HaZikaron, because it's the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides how he's going to distribute all of his shefa. He doesn't remember anything. He never forgot anything. He never has a shikha. But this is the day that he decides how he's going to activate all of his midos. How is he going to distribute all of his shefa and all of his bracha to all of mankind? Why does reciting Zichronos cause our Zikaron to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'tova? How do we begin Zichronos? First we say, Atazocher Maaseh Olam, Atazocher Kol HaMifal, Lefonecha Niglu Kol Talumos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you remember everything. Anything that's hidden is revealed before you. And Shikhalif and Chiseh Chavodecha, there's nothing, you forget nothing, you know everything. And then before we start reciting the Psukim of Zichronos, we conclude this introduction by saying, Ashri Yishalo Yishkachecha Uven Adam Yisametz Bach. Lucky is the man who doesn't forget you, the one who is misametz, the one who puts in effort to connect himself to you. Because those who seek you out will never stumble. Those who connect themselves to you will never stumble. And those who seek protection from you won't suffer everlasting embarrassment. This is the main part of Zichronos. These words, that's the main part. The recognition that our din is dependent on the kind of connection we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's up to us. The more we connect, the more we cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to want to give to us, to want to shower us with bracha, to want to protect us. The more we appreciate that Hashem's zikaron for us is dependent on our zikaron of Him, the more we're zoche to chazdei Hashem to rachem Hashem. May we all internalize the message of Zichronos this Rosh Hashanah. May we all be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly this Rosh Hashanah. May we all be zochet to aksiv v'chsimatova. Shnas chayim v'shanah.